on the earth. They cry, they scream, they lament over the fall of Babylon. And they think it's the worst thing that has ever happened, and to them it is. And they threw dust on their heads and were crying out, weeping and mourning, saying, "Woe, woe, the great city in which all who had ships at sea became rich by her wealth." Listen to this, Darren. In 1 hour, she was laid waste. It took God 1 hour to destroy something that had been built up over hundreds of years. Oh, God is so good, so great.
We know these great cities of the world. Let's take like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle. Let's go on the other shore. If you talk about New York, these are great cities of commerce. Mm-hmm. They are seaports. And I'm sure they make a little bit on all the exchanges. The goods come and go. But here, Babylon, the great whore of Babylon, and the one that was really head and controlled commerce, let's say it that way. The ships are out in the bay, and they realize they have to have a place to dock if they're going to exchange commerce. Mm-hmm. They're going to unload goods, and they're going to take on new goods. They're going to make money by all this coming and going. And here, as you just read in Scripture, in 1 hour, it's all destroyed, laid waste.
That's
and
right.
They're out there in the bay crying their eyes out.
Weeping, yes. Now, Revelation 19 is when it all comes to a head. And this is one of my favorite chapters here. And it says, Jesus appears triumphant on a white horse. He is called Faithful and True, and his name is called the Word of God. See, that's why we want you to get into the Word, because Jesus is called the Word, and we want you to get to know him. And on his robe and on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the armies that follow him on white horses, Darren, I truly believe, are a mixture of the heavenly host angels and of the children.
Children.
Yes.
You know, I have to share this vision I had a while back. In fact, it probably happened about 4 years ago. I'm guessing about that time frame. And that doesn't really matter. But I was out one afternoon praying and meditating, and I had parked my car so that I could look over toward the mountains. And I was praying in the Spirit, reading the Word, writing in my journal. And all of a sudden, it's like the heavens opened, and it was an open vision. And here I saw a struggle between angels and demons, and it was I couldn't even number them. It was such a great number. And I noticed that as I looked at that, and I prayed in the Spirit because it alarmed me. I mean, I saw this thing, and it alarmed me. But as I prayed in the Spirit, the angels started pushing the demons back.
Hallelujah.
Then I stopped praying in the Spirit, stopped praying in tongues, and just to kind of analyze, just say, kind of, you know, figure out, if you don't mind a natural term, say, what's going on here? When I stopped praying in the Spirit, the demons started pushing the angels back. Suddenly I realized that I had something to do with some influence on what was going on in the heavenly mm-hmm. places. Well, praise God, I stayed out of reason, so I went right back and started praying in tongues. And the more I prayed, and the more I praised God, and then I even sowed some words in there like, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And I was saying these things that I've said for years out of the book of Revelation. Worthy art thou, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, majesty, and power. And then I go, Angarashadabakadena, and I pray again in tongues.
Are you saying that victory comes through praise and worship and prayer?
Well, I'm telling you something. When we pray in the Spirit and we praise God, we have something to do with what goes on in the spirit world. We have some influence there. Mm-hmm. Our dominion, Barbara, is not just on the physical earth. It's also in the spirit world. Anyway, long story short, in a little bit, the angels were winning as I praised God and prayed in the Spirit. And all of a sudden, I saw all the demons driven over the edge, over the horizon. And then the battle was won. And then all of a sudden, I saw a man on a white horse, mm-hmm. and I could see the horse so plainly. If you know horses at all, when they snort, when they breathe deeply, when they've been running, their nostrils flare out. Well, this white horse came, and here was this man on this white horse surveying the victory scene.
Yeah.
And guess who it was?
Oh, it was Jesus.
It was Jesus.
It was the Jesus of the Revelation 19th
Hallelujah.
Chapter. Remember, friends, that Jesus wins. You know, I remember this old song, we win, hallelujah, we win. I read the back of the book and we win. And remember that when you're going through a battle, you're winning. Jesus won here.
Hey, that was good. Sing that again, Barb. Give it to us. Go for it.
Oh, praise God. And
No, come on. The whole world stops till we hear this.
We win, we win, hallelujah, we win. I read the back of the book and we win. And it goes on and on with the same phrase.
And we do win.
We do win. And we read the back of the book. Well, in verse 14 of Revelation 19, an angel standing in the sun saying to all the birds, so we have angels that are in charge of nature, in charge of animals and creatures, saying, prepare to eat the flesh of the men who fall from now on. And we know that if there's an army of 200 million coming against Jerusalem and Jesus and his angels defeat it, Darren, there's going to be a lot of bodies, and the birds are caught up to eat the flesh of these fallen bodies. Then in Revelation 21, an angel coming down from heaven, having the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand, takes hold of the dragon, the devil, the one who's caused us so much harm all these years and all these centuries, and throws him into the abyss and shuts it for 1,000 years.
Now, what I like about this portion of scripture here, One angel takes the devil by the neck, and he says, you're in the toaster.
That's right.
You know, you're going down there and cook for a while, and then he locks the door behind him, and
yes,
he can't get out.
One angel.
Now, that's just one angel. We need to really remember that, especially when the devil's giving us a bad time, and we're making out like he's bigger than all the angels, like he's bigger than the name of Jesus,
yes,
and he's not.
That's right.
He is not. You need to take the name of Jesus and go after him. Because when you have the name of Jesus on your lips, it's like having Jesus with you personally.
Amen.
And
oh, hallelujah.
Then you command the angels to go to work for you. And you got to remember this. One angel and more than one portion of scripture here took the devil and defeated him.
That's right. So praise God, after this great victory, and we see the armies of this earth defeated, the armies of the devil defeated by Jesus and his angels. In Revelation 21, an angel carries John again in the spirit to a great high mountain after the victory. Hallelujah. Everybody's celebrating, and shows John the holy city, Jerusalem, coming out of heaven. And 12 angels are guarding the 12 gates that lead into Jerusalem. And these angels, not Jesus, Darren, or God. It's the angels that show John every detail.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And now one of these men makes a real error, and he falls down and worships the angel.
Well, John does. Yes.
And the angel says, don't do that, for I am a servant like you are. And it also tells us that same, almost that same wording in Revelation 19:10. In fact, I'm going back to Revelation 19 and read that in the 10th verse,
okay,
because it's so important. It says, and I fell at his feet to worship him. And I would think about doing that myself.
Well,
it was so profound.
In the Old Testament, they did that too. And they said, don't do this. Don't worship us.
Oh, I tell you. Well, in verse 9, it says, and he said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are true and words of God. And I fell at his feet. In other words, John fell at the angel's feet to worship him, and he said to me, don't do that. I'm a fellow servant of yours and your brethren. You hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God.
That's right. And he says the very same thing in Revelation 22:8, Darren. He says, don't do that. I'm a fellow servant of yours and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who heed the words of this book. Hallelujah. He says, worship God. Oh, this
hallelujah.
Has been so good. And we pray that you have received an abundance of revelation about the angels.
Amen.
Praise God.
Father God, as we end this teaching on angels among us, Lord, we believe that our friends and ourselves, mm-hmm, we're going to grow up in the Word and start using those angels as they were intended to be used. So, mm-hmm, Father God, we cover these teachings in the name of Jesus with the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We say they cannot be diverted or destroyed or distorted in any way. Amen.